Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
All right, we've got a busy day coming up today. I see the studio has the Christmas decoration process has started.
The Christmas fairies have been in and have put up trees and tinsels baubles.
Well done.
It looks nice, sort of.
Oh, we haven't finished yet.
There's more to come?
There's more to come, because all we've got is a tree, a sign that says Merry Christmas, and some tinsel.
And tinsel.
There's more to come.
I mean, it looks homely.
Yes, but there's more to come. we have one member of staff here, the lovely Amber, who's, she's obsessed by Christmas.
She's a freak.
And what happened yesterday is when we said, oh, geez, we better decorate the place for Christmas. And she's been running around. I don't think she did much work yesterday. I just think she was checking out where all the cheap Christmas decorations were, and she's purchased them, and here we are.
Yeah.
So we're slowly starting to look a little bit like Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, there's lots happening for Christmas today on the show. We're actually kicking off the Triple M Christmas Toy Drive this morning. Now, we do this each and every year, and you support us each and every year, everybody, and we know that you'll do the same here in 2017. We're basically looking for toys that we need you to donate to us, leave under our Triple M Christmas tree out the front there. And then just before Christmas, we're going to hand all those toys over to the Salvos and also to St. Vincent de Paul.
Yep.
And they'll hand them out to those families around Wagga Wagga and the Riverina who are doing it a little tough this year.
So when you're doing your Christmas shopping, just buy an extra little toy.
Yeah.
And drop it into the studios here at Triple M.
So we need new unwrapped toys would be ideal. So the Triple M Christmas Toy Drive for 2017, it's officially underway this morning. And actually, we've already had people drop toys off to us yesterday, which was sensational before we started. So great. So the Christmas Toy Drive, it's underway today. If you've got some toys that you'd like to donate, please drop them into our studios, 11 Forsyth Street. We have got another Christmas ham to give away this morning, thanks to Bernardi's.
Yes, the ham jam.
Did that go off yesterday or what?
Everyone wanted to win it. And what you need to do to win the ham jam, the ham, thanks to Bernardi's, is listen out for our ham jam, which today is Cold Chisels Flame Trees.
Shouldn't have to play a grab of Flame Trees.
We know what Flame Trees sounds like. When you hear it, we'll play it sometime between now and 9 o'clock. When you hear it, you phone us 132710. We'll take a caller at random and give that lucky caller the Christmas ham thanks to Bernardi's.
And I saw the hams from Bernardi's. I was in Bernardi's last night.
Right.
And the hams are massive.
Hey.
Big bloody things they are.
Wow.
You'll be eating those for a month.
Which normally is the case.
Great place, Bernardi's. It is sensational.
Nice.
So thanks to Bernardi's, the Christmas ham up for grabs this morning. Listen out for Cold Chisels Flame Trees. We can tell you how you can win $1,000 on Friday just by being a member of the Triple M Club with the Christmas Club Cash.
We've also got another $1,000 up for grabs just after 8 with Potsy and Leighton's $1,000 ultimate hearing test.
Is that it?
Well, that's enough to start with. I'm sure we'll add things as the morning progresses.
Now, we've mentioned that the studio is slowly but surely being decorated like Christmas style with the Christmas decos and the tinsel and the Christmas tree and everything. There's another thing in the studio this morning that concerns me a little bit that you've brought in, Leighton.
I've brought in a hat. I was given this lovely, lovely hat.
That ain't no lovely hat.
No, it's not even. No, I wouldn't put it on my.
Anyway, it's someone's hat.
It's someone's hat. And it was given to me because this person found it.
Right.
And I can understand looking at the hat why someone else has lost it. No, but thing is that there is a badge on it, so it could have some
significant
sentimental significant value.
Yeah.
It's a white creamy sort of
cowboy hat.
I'd call it a cowboy hat.
What brand is it?
It's not an Akubra, for sure.
There's a brand on the inside, isn't there? What's on that badge there on the inside?
No, there is a badge. But the badge is on the outside. That's just
It's a white cowboy Barnaby Joyce type hat.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah. It's a Barnaby Joyce type hat. Yeah. The thing is, the badge on it will be the clincher. It will be the identifier to the owner of this hat.
And the badge says?
The badge says...
Righto. Yeah, thank you.
The Fisher Clan.
Fisher Clan.
The Fisher Clan and it belongs to Bazooka.
Bazooka. So we're looking for a bazooka this morning. Well.
So obviously the Bazooka clan must have had some sort of a family.
That's the Fisher clan.
Oh, sorry, the Fisher clan must have had some sort of family get-together, maybe some sort of reunion, and everyone got a badge and it read the Fisher clan. And so that everyone knew who Bazooka was, they put Bazooka on.
Where was the hat found?
In Wagga.
I don't know.
I don't know where it was found. But it was found somewhere.
So let me get this right. Yeah. You're out at a function.
I'm out at a function
and someone comes in and here's a hat.
Can you find the owner? And I'm going, really? Sure, I can do many things.
Yes, well, let's hope we do find the owner, because I don't want that in the studio for too much longer.
No. I think it would be like this. If Bazooka doesn't claim the hat by the close of business today, we will incinerate Bazooka's hat tomorrow. So if you're a member of the Fisher clan and you know Bazooka, get Bazooka. Can't believe 35 years in radio and I'm doing this. Please get Bazooka to come into the studios, 11 Forsyth Street, and pick up his Barnaby Joyce cowboy hat.
There you go. We tackle all the big issues here, folks.
I don't know where to put it without it infecting something.
Yes, let's get it out of the studio now and put it in the boss's office. I love stories that come through this time of year, December, like Christmas parties and weird behaviour and stuff going on. This is a good one.
Right.
A woman has described how she caught a couple having sex outside of her house. This happened in Hull in the UK. Faye Preston said that she went outside for a cigarette when she spotted the couple under blankets on her drive. Now, she was considering whether to offer them a cup of tea to keep them warm or call the police. She let them be. She left them where they were for the night. But, she continued, my sympathy soon ended when I was leaving for work early in the morning to find them at it. They were having actual sex on my driveway, surrounded by beer cans. The movement going on under the cover was unmistakable. She contacted the police, who eventually turned up a day later? And moved them on.
Well, they're still there a day later.
They were there for the entire weekend, having a little special cuddle activity in the driveway.
Get out of here. Unbelievable. For a full weekend, she can't get her car in or out.
No, the driveway is blocked. If you'll pardon the expression.
How do you... Look, I understand what you're doing. And and that's entirely up to you what you're doing, but could you maybe move over to the grass so I can get out and take the, you know, do the shopping?
Well, we had the story yesterday about the incident in the rubbish truck, and now we've got this one. They were there for the entire weekend.
Unbelievable.
There for the entire weekend. Christmas party Friday. They've stayed there Saturday, Sunday.
That reminds me of it's not so much a story as a true event that happened to both you and I at a previous radio station.
Oh, the dog walkers.
The dog walkers.
The dog walkers.
Do we save that for another time?
Yeah, I think we'll save that for another
time. Oh, yeah. It's a. We never found out who those dog walkers were, but it's another story for another time.
Take your dog for a walk and you have a little rendezvous in the morning.
Yeah, with the neighbour.
Merry Christmas, everybody. There's some weird stuff goes down this time of year, no doubt about that. Just before we go to the news headlines, we have had people who have said, you can't just leave us hanging out to dry like that. You've got to tell us the dog walker's story.
Oh, the dog walker story.
So just bear with us here, Cherie.
I know.
At one of the previous radio stations we worked at, we've been through a few. you reckon there's a few stops on the train right out to Cronulla. One of the stations we were working at, there was an incident one morning where we heard some dogs barking.
At the back of the station.
Yeah, like
at the back of the station. And you know, where the station was, as much as it was on the main street.
It was on a wharf.
It was on a wharf as well.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a little transportable building on a wharf adjacent to the main street.
It was a pretty classy place. So the radio station is housed on this wharf, and at the back of the radio station was like a garage, a shelter.
Just a shed that we left the station's gear in, you know, the promotional material and
where
stuff
they
like
made late and eat lunch.
That's pretty much.
Anyway, we've just started work one morning and we heard these dogs like making a awful racket,
bit of a
noise. So we thought we'd go out and investigate. We thought there's something seriously wrong out here. And when we got out there, we saw a couple
of dogs tied up.
And
we thought, oh, that sounds interesting, that a couple of dogs just sort of tied up random first thing on a weekday morning at like 5 a.m. And then we sort of thought, well, I wonder what else is around here. And we sort of snuck around the corner and there's a couple of people.
Yeah, having some special cuddles.
So they've obviously given their partners the story.
Oh, just taking the dog for a walk.
Just taking the dog for a walk. 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's good. Oh. And so there we are. Leighton and I have sort of lobbed on the scene into the carport there.
Yes.
And,
we've
gone, are you right?
Do you need a hand?
What a stupid thing to say. In hindsight, thing to say. What are you right?
What have you lost? You're looking for something? What, you can't find the dog biscuits? What's the story? Yeah, what do you say to someone, two people that have made it
out? I don't know why we said that. Why did we say that? Yeah. Are you right?
Are you right? Yes, thank you. I'm quite capable.
Carry on.
What are you doing? Oh, I can see what you're doing. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the dog walking story. Did I miss something there?
Yes, and let's leave it off air.
What are you two doing?
No.
Righto.
No.
Fess up, the two of you?
No, off air.
You're all bloody laughing away there, smirking away.
Off air. More than happy to tell you the story off air.
Yeah, it's...
Cherie, don't tell me you're going down the same road as him.
I am learning stuff from Cherie that I haven't...
Deary me.
There are words coming out of Cherie's mouth that I haven't... that I've never, ever heard.
Well, I've worked with you two for about, what, 9 years?
Don't put me here! It was
bound to rub off.
I'm sick of that. My whole career has been... I've been caught in the cesspool and the backwash of Leighton's...
Filth.
Everyone goes, they do this, they do that, they do this. It's not they, it's he. Right. Do you love Santa?
Yes.
Three?
Who doesn't?
Oh, yes. Well, apparently if you love Santa a bit too much and you have what is referred to as Santaphilia, which is a
love of Santa.
Yes, Santa fetish.
Wow.
Apparently there are people out there who have with a bit of a Santa fetish.
Okay,
Santa
not that fetish. Much.
No, you don't love Santa that much?
No.
Okay.
Well, you're going on the naughty list, Cherie.
A Santa fetish is indeed a real thing, everybody. Lots of people around the world suffer from this. On Reddit, one man who was a former shopping mall Santa said, on average, once per night, someone would sit on my lap and whisper the filthiest X-rated description of what she was going to do to me when I came down her chimney on Christmas Eve. Meanwhile, on FetLife, a popular social networking site for members of the fetish community, and Leighton's put me onto this, there are 128 people on FetLife, 128 kingsters, who love to get spanked by Santa.
Wow.
Now, that's taken the love of Santa just way too far. Way too far. No wonder he goes, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. All right. So, let me get this straight. Santa gives presents to the people on the good list.
On the good list, yes.
And the naughty list, he spanks.
There you go. Santaphilia right there. I've diagnosed that. There'd be no charge for that. I'm just diagnosing it right here, right now.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.